More than 165,000 literature carts. Jehovah's Witnesses, well known for their house-to-house preaching, are now found standing beside attractive literature display carts in public places. Recently, this form of preaching has been given more emphasis. In November 2011, a group of witnesses in New York City began to acquaint people with the Bible's message by means of literature display tables and carts. This endeavor was so successful that it quickly spread to other cities. As of March 2015, 165,390 carts have been supplied to congregations of Jehovah's Witnesses throughout the world. Thousands of stands, tables, and kiosks have also been acquired. The house-to-house activity is still the primary way in which the witnesses make known Bible truth. Yet, literature carts have proved to be very effective. Consider some examples. In Peru, a man named Raul approached the witnesses at one of the carts and said, "Where have you been? I have been looking for the witnesses for 3 years. When I saw your cart, I thanked God." Though the area where he lived was often visited by Jehovah's Witnesses, Raul was never at home during the day or on weekends. He explained that he had previously studied the Bible with the witnesses, and he wanted to resume his study. Arrangements were made for him to do so. One young couple who stopped at a cart in Bulgaria took the book, The Secret of Family Happiness. The following week, they returned and took two more books, My Book of Bible Stories and Learn from the Great Teacher. The witness who was at the cart asked them how many children they had. They replied, "None yet, but when we do, we plan on teaching them about God. These books are exactly what we need." A man wearing military clothing approached witnesses next to a literature cart in Ukraine. He said, "Girls, tell me when Armageddon is coming." The man had taken an active part in the recent conflict in Ukraine. World events had convinced him that Armageddon would soon take place, and he wondered why God has not acted sooner. The publishers explained from the Bible that God has a good reason for not yet intervening in human affairs and that he will soon destroy all the wicked. The man accepted the Watchtower and Awake magazines and the book, Is There a Creator Who Cares About You? In Macedonia, a young man told the witnesses at one cart that he was familiar with their magazines, but now would like to have the book, What Does the Bible Really Teach? He said that he would go straight to the public library to start reading it. About 2 hours later, the man returned after reading the first 79 pages of the publication. "This book changes lives," he said. "I realize that much of what I have believed is wrong. All that the book explains sounds logical to me. It totally changes my understanding of life."